Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And we're underway with a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us today. We've got a busy show, including a guest, Silver Creek baseball coach Joe Decker, coming on in just a couple minutes. So we'll get right to it today. The Honey Baked Ham guest lineup for who's going to join me on this Friday program. Segment number one, we'll bypass some headlines and go to Joe Decker of Silver Creek coming up here in just a few minutes on the program. Also in segment two today, we'll be joined as usual on Fridays by Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. We'll talk IU basketball. And of course, there's not a lot new. Well, Trace Jackson Davis is playing right now for USA, the under 18 team up in Canada. He had a big game last night, a double-double. But most interestingly about that, USA has just been absolutely rolling people in pool play, and now they're going to get into the semifinals and take on an Argentina team that should be a lot more respectable as far as competition goes. So that's out there to follow. And, of course, there's just a lot of excitement this week. As I hear from IU fans, I ran into some at the Summer League last night. That IU's team is intact and on campus and getting better, and you're seeing pictures of Romeo Langford and some of the other freshmen moving in and working out and that sort of thing. So it's not a big news story of any sorts, but I think people just glad to finally see those guys that we have talked about now for so long, especially their Langford recruitment that went on and on and on, to have him on campus and know that even though the season is 5 months away, that he has finally arrived in Bloomington. So Jared Morris is with us for all that. Then later in the program, we continue our coverage, our summer preview, whatever you want to call it, of high school coaches in the area. Now that Summer League stuff is a couple weeks in, our goal is to have most of the coaches from the area on to get a real preview on their team for next season based on what they think so far in the summer. June is a busy month for high school coaches. Practices and youth camps and Summer League games and shootouts on the weekends. And yesterday we had Brandon Hoffman with us of Silver Creek. Today we have Joe Luce of Jeffersonville coming up later in the program, and I know that Coach Luce is excited about some of his returning pieces for Jeffersonville, and also maybe a recruiting update he can provide us with on Trey Coleman, who is expected to be one of the top seniors in Southern Indiana high school basketball, one of the top juniors in Southern Indiana high school basketball next season. So we look forward to that with Coach Luce when he joins us. That's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. If you mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, you'll get $1 off a box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Again, we've got Coach Joe Decker of Silver Creek coming up here in just a few moments. The Dragons take on Andrean on Saturday afternoon. It's a 5 o'clock first pitch at Victory Field. Lee Kelly and I will have the complete pitch-by-pitch coverage here on the Big X Sports Radio. We are looking forward to it. I can't tell you how much fun a couple years ago that Lee and I had following Providence and Lanesville to the state championship up at Victory Field. For broadcasters, just sitting in the press box, downtown Indianapolis skyline in the background. It's a beautiful scene, and we very much look forward to coming to you, if you can't make it, to the game in person to support Silver Creek live on the Big X. Of course, if someone's out of town that's a Silver Creek fan, they can stream the game at BigXSportsRadio.com on their phone or on their tablet or on their laptop. But we very much look forward to being in Indianapolis on Saturday as well. Just a big-time atmosphere. And speaking of big-time atmospheres, the Silver Creek team will head out of Sellersburg later today around 12:30. We'll get the details here in just a moment. And they are asking fans to line the street and send this team off with well wishes on their way to Victory Field in Indianapolis. We have an opportunity to chat with Joe Decker, head coach of Silver Creek Baseball. And Coach Decker, we've talked to you now a couple times throughout the season, and just had a feeling that this Silver Creek team was a special one, and that has all proven to be true. After a huge semi-state win, you guys are headed to the state championship game. And this is a question that we've asked Jim Shannon, we've asked other state championship opportunities for teams in the area over the years. How busy, how crazy has this week been for you guys?
Well, for me, it's been really busy. For the players, I don't think it's been too bad. We've had a couple extra things community's done for them. I talked to a couple coaches that had been there before, and they said, if you make it, just be ready, because that week is nuts. And they were right. It's just been busy, but trying to enjoy it in the process and not get too caught up with all the extra stuff.
Absolutely. Coach Decker of Silver Creek Baseball is our guest. Before we get any farther, give us the plans, because as we talk right now, it's a few minutes after 11 o'clock. Plenty of time for someone to get out and support you guys on the trip out of town today. What are the plans for the departure to Indianapolis for your club?
Well, we're gonna head out at 12:30. We're actually going to drive up, and we're going to practice up at Franklin High School, which is about a half an hour outside of Indianapolis. And then after practice, going up to the hotel, get showered and stuff, and grab something to eat, and then go watch some of that 4A game so we can kind of get them used to the shock and awe of Victory Field a little bit.
Coach Decker is joining me. Hey, Victory Field, I mentioned this before we brought you on. I got the chance to call a game from there. That was just special for me as an adult to sit in the radio booth and call the game. I can't imagine being down on the field as a coach or a player. What a place.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. And it's one of those things that no matter how much we prepare them for it or where else they've been, you know, we've been to Jasper and some of these guys have played at U of L and Vanderbilt and these places and travel ball. But until you're out there, I think it takes a minute for it to soak in, and you never know really how they're gonna handle it until they really get out there.
Silver Creek baseball coach Joe Decker with us here on the Hoosier Report. Semi-state game, good competition. Pitcher was headed to Purdue. I know you felt very confident in your team. It's pitching, it's batting, it's fielding, all facets of the game, really. Did you ever see that type of win coming in a shortened game? You guys win by 10 runs or more?
No, I didn't. That was one we definitely didn't expect. I did think we would be able to get to him a little bit, but I definitely didn't think we'd get to him for 10 runs in 5 innings. But, you know, we swung the bats well, and we put pressure on them early, and they kicked it around a little bit, which helped. But, that was one of the better games we played all around, offensively, defensively, and the way Sammy pitched. We had a pretty good game.
Coach Decker, I want to talk some more about your team and some of the players that have helped you get to this level. But first, Andrean. They're a club that has been to the state championship. They have a history of playing deep into the state tournament with a lot of success in the state tournament. What do you know about them? Maybe a thumbnail sketch of what they bring to your championship effort on Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's a lot of what you said. They obviously have a very great baseball tradition. The coach there, Coach Fisher's there, has got like something crazy, like 800 wins, or I don't know, maybe 900. I don't know, but great baseball tradition, the kid pitching on the mound is a Vanderbilt commit who's obviously really, really good. They swing it well. I mean, they're just a good baseball team. I mean, they're ranked number one for a reason. I do think we match up well with them. But we'll have our hands full, and I think it's going to be a great baseball game.
Coach, let's talk some about your team. I think we have to start with Sammy Barnett. He has pitched some big moments for your team throughout the tournament. Leadership, headed to Indiana, hits the ball, does so many different things, I think, in addition to just being a great pitcher in high school baseball to help you get to this great pinnacle of the game.
Yeah, Sammy, if anybody knows anything about our program, he's the third Barnett. He had two older brothers that were both really good, and he's our third and last Barnett. So we're going to miss the Barnett family for sure. But just from a leadership aspect, he's a great cheerleader for his teammates. We bat him in the leadoff position, which is kind of unusual because he's not that fast. But he's been a great leader. He's been a 4-year starter. And he's just one of those guys that you know, when he graduates, you can't even think about replacing him. It's just, you know, you try to move on. He's been a huge, huge part of our program for 4 years.
Talking with Silver Creek baseball coach Joe Decker, his team leaves at about 12:30 today for Indianapolis to practice and get ready for a state championship game tomorrow afternoon. You mentioned the 4A game tonight, baseball state championship games Friday and Saturday, so you can make a weekend out of it, and I hope a lot of Silver Creek and other fans will do so and see a lot of great baseball this weekend. For your team as a whole, you know, you've had some great teams, Coach, in the last, what is it, safe to say 8 years? Or I don't want to shortchange anything, but 6 to 8 years have been really good for Silver Creek baseball. Is that a fair estimation?
Yeah, we've 2009 was my first year back at Silver Creek. In our first year, I think we went 10-20, something like that, and that was a real challenge for us. But since then, the following year, we went 20-10, and we've managed to put together some pretty good seasons. We've had some great kids and parents who have bought into the program and bought into what we were trying to do. And, you know, we've been pretty successful the last 10 years.
I bring that up because is there a thought among you and your coaches, and especially like the Barnetts, you have three of those guys coming through your program. One still remains, Sammy, the senior. But is there a thought maybe this week about some of those former great teams that maybe didn't get out of regional, but if they did, could have been playing for a state championship, just face some really good competition? Is there a thought maybe that this one is for all the great teams you've had that haven't had a chance to experience what your 2018 Silver Creek Dragon Baseball Club is getting the opportunity to do?
Well, and that's a great way to put it, because one of the main things we really talk about in our program is, you know, family and how many of our kids come back to watch and be involved. And we've had so many alumni guys just come back and we're at the semi-state, at the regional. And to be honest, I think half of them are more excited than our players for this weekend because, you know, they know that they started this whole thing. It's their program as much as it is these guys. And they really do feel like a part of it. And you're exactly right. We've had several teams that this could have been them. We just couldn't get it done at one point or another. And, you know, this is definitely for them as well.
Coach Decker of Silver Creek, final thing before we let you know go. I know it's a very busy day as you guys get ready to depart Sellersburg. I find it just awesome. Of course, I'm so biased, I know that, when it comes to Southern Indiana and the teams and coaches and players that we have. But most importantly, if you listen to this show, I think hopefully this rings out to every coach we've ever had on or any listener that we've ever had, that I'm very proud of the sports community. And it's not just the Sellersburg community or the Jeff community or the New Albany community. One thing that I have always loved is once you get past the big rivalry games and you get into the state tournament and you see teams advance from the regional to the semi-state and hopefully the state championships, it is so neat to see other teams that were your rivals during the season that maybe were in other classes that had great baseball seasons as well, other schools, other athletic directors, other fan bases show up or support or tweet out or whatever way they can to let people know that they're behind Silver Creek baseball this weekend. I know you've had a lot of love, not just from the other sports at Silver Creek, but other schools and coaches as well. I'd just like you to comment on that, because I think that is what we all need to remember makes our area so special, the fans and the turnouts we get when we see teams advance on. And I know that you've received a lot of that love this week.
Yeah, it's one thing to get it from your community because they all, you know, they all live here, and you kind of expect that they're going to be excited about it. But, you know, when we've had, I've had other coaches, probably almost all the coaches we played against say, hey, go get them this weekend, bring it home. Even it's like you said, even guys that are rivals, Ricky Romans at Charlestown, Scott Horning at Providence, and you know, those guys have reached out and said, hey, good luck, let us know if you need anything. You're right, that does make it special, and the fact that, you know, you're kind of just playing for all of our conference, all of Southern Indiana, Jeff, New Albany, all those guys, you know, it does mean a lot, and I think that's a great way to put it. And we've had tremendous support, and we're really appreciative of all the guys around here and other teams that have supported us, and there's a ton of people going to make the trip up there, so that's going to be pretty neat.
Joe Decker, head coach at Silver Creek. The Dragons leave at 12:30 today. If you're in the area on lunch break, stop by along the route to the interstate in Sellersburg. The kids will appreciate it, that trip out, and hopefully the trip back on Saturday whenever you guys return is just as special, if not more special. Coach Decker, we are very proud of you. The area is very proud of you. I have heard so many comments just myself this week asking if we'll do the game on the radio. We'll be there. We'll be cheering for you, and look forward to talking with you Monday as a state championship Silver Creek coach.
That'd be great. I hope it happens.
All right. Joe Decker, Silver Creek Baseball. Everybody on Saturday at 5 o'clock needs to be behind that team. It's on TV. It's on the radio. And as Coach said, plenty of tickets, a great venue. Nice little weekend trip to get up to Victory Field in Indianapolis. And everybody in Southern Indiana, it's very neat feeling to have all the support behind you. And I feel strongly that the Dragons have it right now. So let's make sure that we all support them and that they beat Andrean in the state championship game, the 3A title game, on Saturday evening. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back and switch gears. IU basketball, the topic. Trace Jackson Davis, one of the top IU recruits, maybe the top IU recruit in 2019, and he's beginning to become a really top recruit across the country, having some breakouts this week with the USA Under 18 team. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about IU's players back on campus and more with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call coming up next right here on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back on a Friday edition of the show, Jared Morris of the Assembly Call is our guest. And Jared, I want to start with Trace Jackson Davis. Obviously, we have followed him very intently through the high school season, through the spring months of the travel circuit that will reconvene in July for a big month when coaches can be back out on the road. But while most kids that are going to be seniors next year are back in June playing with their high school teams and a little summer league action as coaches try to begin to figure things out for the 2018-19 season, Trace has some really big opportunities. He's playing for the USA Under 18 national team up in Canada, and they rolled to a semifinal game coming up against Argentina this weekend, actually later today, with a big win over Ecuador, 132-55. USA has absolutely just been rolling people up in St. Catharines. And Trace Jackson Davis, he stepped up yesterday as the big leader, 20 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double for the Center Grove player that is a huge target of Indiana in this 2019 class. And the more I see and the more I read about Trace Jackson Davis and follow what he's been able to do since the end of his high school season, which is when I saw him last, I become more and more convinced that he probably, not only in-state, but maybe even beyond the state borders, is IU's biggest target and most important get potentially in this 2019 class, Jared.
Yeah, I think you're correct. You know, it's interesting. Ever since we first heard about Trace, it just feels like he has steadily been rising up the recruiting rankings and, you know, became a five-star prospect and is clearly one of the best, as you mentioned, if not the best players in the state. And I agree with you. You know, I think he is the most important target for Indiana to get in 2019 for a few reasons. I mean, number one, he's obviously big, and guys who are as big as him, as skilled as him, you know, who have those bloodlines, obviously, you know, are hard to get. They're hard to find, especially in-state. And so when you get an opportunity to get a guy like that, you really want to get him. And plus, you know, just the amount of time and effort that Archie Miller and his staff have invested in him. I mean, that's a guy that they targeted early on when they took over, that they really wanted to go after. And that's why, you know, a lot of the places you read seem to indicate that, that Indiana is in as good a position as anybody with Trace, which has to make you feel good. But just, you know, given his size, you know, and how he could really be an anchor for what Archie Miller wants to do, you know, for a year or two or however long he's in Bloomington, and just how much time they've invested, I think he is, he's clearly their number one target, and I think he's the most important target to land in 2019, because then you can build around him. But, you know, similar to having Romeo Langford, and he's not quite on that level as a recruit, but, you know, if you get a guy like that, that really just solidifies the foundation for your recruiting class.
If Trace continues the development, and of course with his father, a former NBA Pacer, hard to believe that he doesn't have a great opportunity to continue to grow a little bit and continue to obviously develop his skills and become the Division I player that he is being recruited to be. But if he continues this type of progress over his senior year and does commit to Indiana at some point, whether it would come later this summer, in the fall, end of senior season, as we saw with Romeo Langford, whatever the case could be, to me, I couldn't write up, couldn't make a movie about a better start to an IU coach getting a player from New Albany that was as heralded as what Romeo Langford was, and then following that up the next year with a player like Trace Jackson Davis, who, again, has steadily gotten better and better and better. You land those two guys from right within the state's borders back-to-back, and that's really an amazing recruiting start for Archie Miller, if he can get that second one done.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, and it was obviously pretty good timing for Archie, you know, getting the job when he did to come in. And look, the state of Indiana is typically very fertile when it comes to, you know, talent and then just what you can do from a recruiting perspective. But, you know, having Romeo there and obviously Robert Finnessy and Denise Anderson too, and then the guys that are in this 2019 class, I mean, it's just a loaded couple of years for talent in the state. And I'm sure Archie looked at that, you know, when he decided if this was a job that he wanted to take. And he certainly was not patient, did not wait at all to get involved with those guys. So if he can come in and do that, especially given how big of an issue it was the last few years with the previous staff of being able to recruit the state, you know, do that and obviously show some growth on the court this season. And, yeah, I mean, it's as good a start as you could ask for and really portends good things for the future of IU basketball.
Jared Morris, the Assembly Call, assemblycall.com, at Assembly Call on Twitter. He's with us Fridays. We talk IU basketball. And on top of everything we just mentioned, I fully expect, and again, like with Romeo's schedule, you never knew for sure, would he be playing with New Albany at some obscure summer league game, or would he be playing with his AAU team 100% of the time, because guys like Romeo Trace and others that are at that level have these really unique opportunities with certain camps, and USA basketball opportunities are much more abundant now for the younger guys than what they ever used to be. But at least on paper, and the schedule I don't think is out yet, but I do know Center Grove is supposed to be one of a number of really good teams in Archie Miller's team camp that will take place later this month. And so I would assume if the schedules match up with Trace and the opportunities that he has, and of course his Center Grove team playing in Bloomington, that it's very likely Trace Jackson Davis might be playing a game or two on the Assembly Hall floor coming up here in just a few weeks, which is an added bonus.
Yeah, well, and that's just such a good idea for Indiana to do. I mean, all the little things, and I mean, that's not really a little thing. Hosting a camp like that is a big thing. But just all those things add up that Archie is doing, you know, to build goodwill in the state and to give back to the coaches in the state, you know. And it's one of those things. I mean, it's a virtuous circle. I mean, it's going to make high school basketball in Indiana better, because coaches are going to be able to get to, you know, to learn from Archie and to have those experiences and to, you know, to bring their players in and play at a place like Assembly Hall. And obviously it's going to be better for IU, because Archie's going to have a chance to build relationships with players and with coaches, and that, you know, that just feeds on each other. And if coaches trust that they can send their players to Archie, and, you know, they like him and respect what he's doing and respect, you know, the relationship that he's building with the state of Indiana, that's all going to be a positive. So all those little things are just so encouraging to see, you know, and I feel like you know, IU basketball, with its tradition and with its stature in the state, should be out in front, you know, leading the state and leading amateur basketball in the state. And so it's great to see Archie doing that, and, you know, hopefully it can pay dividends for everybody involved.
Jared Morris, Assembly Call. Your reaction when you saw that first video, which that's something else I want to spend a moment talking about, is Archie and his staff and how they have embraced social media and made it a point to feature the incoming guys this week the way that they have, with some video clips and some photos of them taking their first trips across campus to different notable places. But what was your reaction after such a long campaign, we'll call it, to recruit Romeo Langford, and all the questions that you dealt with from fans, and all the times that it was a topic on the Assembly Call podcast and radio show, all the times that we talked about it on the Hoosier Report radio show? You finally see Romeo on campus in that video. What was your reaction?
He's here. I mean, you know, here we go. You know, the guys are there. They're on campus. It's time to work on their bodies with Cliff Marshall and work on their games with the coaches and start getting acclimated to the academics. And, you know, what I think is cool about it, and to me, this is why I connect more with college basketball and with IU basketball than I do with NBA, is I remember being that age, you know, walking onto campus for the first time as a student, you know. Like, there's not a whole lot about Romeo Langford's existence in Bloomington that I'm going to be able to relate with. But that moment, I can relate with that moment because I was there. You know, I can't relate with, you know, someone going to the NBA and being a billionaire and doing all of those things. There's probably not a step they're going to take that I can relate with. But you can relate with that moment with those guys. And so I think that makes it cool because they're, you know, they're now walking steps that you walked when you were a student. And so I think that's a neat thing. And I like, you know, the little peeks behind the curtain to be able to see the players doing things outside of basketball, because I think that helps fans remember. I think that helps us as analysts remember that these are college young men, you know, that are just like we were at that age. And I think that's important perspective to remember when we get upset about poor shot selection or some guy missing a block out, you know, or a guy going through a shooting slump. It's important to remember the, you know, the humanity of these guys and the youth of these guys, and to have patience and to have understanding. And, you know, and I think just seeing little clips like that throughout the year are going to help build that. And I think Indiana is really using social media in a smart way in terms of how they're relating the team with fans, but also more importantly, as signals to up-and-coming recruits that they're targeting, you know, guys who are used to, you know, being the center of attention and having their arrival on campuses, you know, or wherever they're going be a big deal. Like, hey, if you choose Indiana, this is going to be a big deal, you know, and this is a place where you can build yourself as a student, build yourself as a player, and build yourself as a basketball brand. And I know to some old schoolers that seems like crazy talk and not something that should be considered, but if we want to get more of the high-profile prospects, those are the kinds of things that we're going to have to do. So I just think a lot about what Indiana is doing with social media, to me, is really smart, really forward-thinking, and it's just, you know, it's great seeing the players as students, seeing them take the steps that we all took back when we were going to school there.
I agree. I don't think there's any question, and I've mentioned this basically every day this week. Something has went up on Twitter, and even Cliff Marshall, the strength and conditioning, the athletic performance, I think is his official title, coach for the IU basketball staff. Even he has been terrific in the things he puts out for fans that helps promote the program. But this week, to me, has been a home run for Indiana. Not only have they seen all of their players back on campus and all the newcomers arrive, but the way that they have marketed it, which, again, social media marketing is a huge, huge part of the recruiting game. There's no question about that. The way they've marketed it, the photos, the videos, the professionalism, the graphics, the things that they have done just this week alone, not take everything else out, I think have just been fantastic. And somebody that's a 50, 60, 70-year-old Indiana fan that's been a lifer, they may look at it and say, oh, that's nice, I guess. I don't really understand it. But
yeah.
People that are younger, and especially the college and high school age kids and kids that are, as you said, in that target audience of being recruited by Archie and his staff, they've got to see that stuff and just be buzzing about it, because that's what's trending. That's the way things are done. That's the popular way to do things. And Indiana has went from a basketball program under Tom Crean, and no offense to him, but and he may be doing a better job at Georgia. I can't say that I followed that very closely, but the Twitter, the social media activity was not non-existent. It just was very bland, and it's completely changed under Archie Miller. It's become hip and modern, and it's the things that if you watch what kids retweet and tweet and talk about, it fits that mold. They've done a wonderful job hitting a home run in that area for sure.
Yeah, and Archie mentioned that from day one as being something that he wanted to focus on. And it is the reality of where we are. You know, we are a long, long way from freshmen being ineligible. And look, there are still plenty of things that you can do as a coach on the court once you get guys into practice to make young players, even highly regarded young players, earn their way and earn their respect. That doesn't mean that you have to give them starting positions and promise stuff to them. But if you think that, they need to wait their turn for attention, or that a big deal can't be made about their arrival, anything like that, and it's a bit of a straw man argument, I guess, I'm making here, because it's not like I have seen anybody saying this, but I can just kind of imagine what some of the older school fans may be thinking about something like that. And I just think, as you mentioned, it's a different time. And if we all want to win at the level that we want Indiana to win at, then I think, we need to make sure that we're running a modern day basketball program. And that's really what things have felt like over the last year, which has been nice to see.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, my guest. Off season, so much interest, so much wish that the season was around the corner. But with all the talk, we do have to pause and remember it right now is the middle of June. So we have a number of months until we can really dive into season stuff. But as far as the off season, what are some important things that you'll be watching? Probably a lot of it's what we've already talked about, things on social media, the progresses of players' physiques and off-season workouts. But Jared Morris, a lifelong Indiana guy, a guy that follows it and covers it very closely, what will you be watching and listening for from your sources and friends with IU basketball this off-season?
It's a good question. I mean, I think obviously recruiting is important. DJ Carton, for example, is going to be taking his a visit to Indiana. And so you want to track some of those guys in the class of 2019. And if Indiana can get some early commitments, that would really be nice, so that you head into, the next waves of recruiting, really from a position of strength, because you've already locked some commitments in. You're not scrambling with your plan Bs and your plan Cs. So I think that's important. From a team perspective, I think you have to be a little bit careful. Obviously, you want to pay attention to all the stuff that comes out on social media, because that's really interesting to watch. But you also want to remember that, if Devontae Green goes in and has a poor shooting day, they're not going to be broadcasting that on social media. So everything is going to look good that you see. Most everything is going to look good that you hear. I think you just want to keep an open mind about that, but just pay attention to the reports that are coming out. Obviously, you want, I think when you watch those videos, really the thing that I try to watch on any workout is just try to account for everybody. Because if you don't see anybody, then maybe they're hurt or maybe they're not there for some reason. So as long as you see everybody, they're working hard, you see them making some shots and all that stuff, and there's no bad news, I think that's the best thing that you can hope for in the offseason, because most of the reports that you're going to hear are going to be positive. So you just kind of have to expect that. And then I think the other thing is when Evan Fitzner arrives, he's the one guy that didn't arrive. I think he's got some class stuff to handle at St. Mary's. And then once he does that, he'll be able to come. I think what I heard was the middle of July. So I think that's the next step, is to see him, because I think he's got a chance to be a really important part of next year's team, given that he's going to be the only guy on the roster who has shot higher than 40% from three-point range in college. So, you really want to get him there, get him acclimated. And so those are some of the things to watch out for as the offseason goes.
Great stuff, Jared Morris, Assembly Call. It's assemblycall.com, at Assembly Call on Twitter. Jared, always look forward to Fridays, wrapping up the week with you talking IU basketball, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds great, Matt.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with our final segment today, and for the next foreseeable number of shows, we're going to talk with a Southern Indiana high school basketball coach. Summer league stuff, you hear me talk about it a lot. Summer league stuff is underway, and high school basketball summer preparations for coaches continuing this month. Joe Luce of Jeffersonville will join us coming up in the next segment to talk about the Red Devils for the 2018-19 season. We'll also ask him about Trey Coleman's recruitment. He recently got an offer from Nebraska. Just a lot of things going on with the Red Devils. And Coach Luce is next up as far as area coaches that we'll talk to here in the offseason. So stay with us for that coming up on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Well, summer basketball is around. There's no question about that. We talk about the summer league and lots of basketball topics, even though it's right in the middle of the off season here each day on the Hoosier Report. And now that the high school coaches in the area are a couple weeks into June, getting the opportunity to play and practice with their teams and league games and shootouts on the weekend, for everybody that's dying to know what next high school season is going to look like, we're slowly but surely bringing on all of the area coaches. Yesterday, Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, who we think has a chance to have a absolute fantastic team for the Dragons next season, was with us. If you missed that interview, it's available as a podcast at SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Today, we have Joe Luce with us, and on Monday, we'll have new Providence coach Sean Smith, who just was made official within the last 24 hours, even though it's been out there for a while that he would be hired by Providence as their next boys basketball coach. Joining us now is Coach Luce of Jeff. Coach, I know you're very excited about some key pieces of your team that are returning for the 2018-19 season. And before we get into that, I want to start with you, just like I did Coach Hoffman yesterday. What do you use the month of June to learn, to get out of your players, to figure out for next season?
You know, it's hard calling on to know exactly how, you know, how far to push your guys and, you know, how much to, you know, to put in and I guess just exactly, you know, what you want to do from a system standpoint in June. But, you know, the one thing that we do consistently is, you know, we make sure that our guys, you know, have the ability to get in the gym and work out. You know, we have scheduled workout times, but also, you know, individual times that we'll bring in, you know, two or three guys and myself for assistance will work with them. You know, we also, you know, play games in June as everybody does. And, you know, in your league, yesterday we're at Purdue and tomorrow we go to Xavier, next week with Indiana State. And then, you know, Indiana the following weekend. And, you know, that's a lot for, you know, exposure of some of our guys. But, you know, the one thing we do expect in June is just to compete, to play hard, play the right way, you know, make the extra pass into the post, rebound the ball, transition. And so in June, I think the things that we really talk about are, you know, competing and playing hard and doing what you can as an individual to get better, but also doing everything you can to make sure the five guys when you're on the floor are a team and playing together. But lots of mixing up of players, guys in and out, different guys, different places. We'll have multiple teams playing, and you just try to get as much out of it as you can. And, you know, at the end of the month, I hope you can look back and some positive things happen.
Coach Luce of Jeffersonville, my guests, we're talking summer basketball here, previewing each of the area teams for next season here over the next week or so. It's hard to talk about Jeff basketball for next year without immediately going to Trey Coleman. He's a player that had a very solid year, I think is a fair way to describe it, last year for the Red Devils, but has a lot of upside, has shown some things that even though he's really good now, he's got another level he can take it to. And obviously, some coaches at the Division I ranks beginning to figure that out. He got an offer, I think, sometime last summer from New Orleans. That was his first Division I offer. And then maybe a month, month and a half ago, he received his first high major offer from Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. So obviously you got a player that's getting those kind of looks. You got a player that already has contributed a lot to your team in the past and has the potential, I think, to do to bring even a lot more to the table in future seasons.
Yeah, you know, Trey definitely is everything you just explained. I mean, he had a solid season last year. I don't think he necessarily played, 24 games of consistent basketball, but I think he played some games where he was very special and outstanding, consistent and all. Didn't have a bad game. It was just a guy that continued to get better. And I think the big thing we saw in Trey last year is just his adjustment to a different position, a different expectation. You know, he guarded on the floor. He guarded the other team's best player. He was putting the ball on the floor. He was shooting a three. We probably need to do a better job of getting him to play with his back to the basket, on certain set offensive situations. And I think we'll do that more as we progress, into this year. But the great thing about Trey is that he doesn't think he's arrived. He's not, collecting scholarships. He's definitely a kid in the 220 class that's recognized as being a very good player in Indiana. And if we, called certain mid-majors and said, hey, we think you need to offer him to be involved at any point, I'm sure you can do that. I mean, that's a game that's played lots. But, the thing he's done is, not worried about any of that, just played his game and continued to improve. And really, I think the thing he's most focused on is just getting himself better at all of the, different aspects of the game and continuing to help Jeff basketball win. And, the one thing that, is important, and I think the recruiting process, is that you come from a winning program and that you show that you can lead your team, put your team on your back when needed. And, he's doing those things here in June and really developing into an all-around great player.
Talking with Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce. Coach, with Trey, continuing on Trey, a couple people have asked me recently, following the offer from Nebraska, hey, where is he at on the IU or Purdue radar? And while he hasn't received an offer from one of those in-state Big Ten or high major level schools, I would have to believe, and I'm pretty sure I can say this with confidence, that he is definitely on their radar as a player that, whether it be at the team camp, when you take the Red Devils to Bloomington later this month, you guys were at Purdue yesterday, so they got a chance to see him, or whether it's in July when he rejoins his AAU team and is playing in the circuit basketball stuff that month, that they will see him. Is it fair to say you think that he is at least on the radar of those two schools who are kind of watching to see how he does progress?
Yeah, I think both schools, as well as Butler included, do a good job of making sure they're aware of all of the Indiana talent. And, especially, you've seen with Indiana, having, quite a few in-school or in-state commits. And, Purdue, works hard to make sure they have those relationships. The same thing with Hunter going there, this year. And definitely both of those universities and Butler included have a very close eye on Trey. I think it's still an evaluation period for them. Going to Purdue yesterday is, just for me to go down there and see Tommy and say, what's up. It was more about, Trey and his teammates having a chance to play in front of those coaches. We go to Indiana next weekend and it's an invite camp that, we are going to attend so that they have a chance to look at Trey. And, again, look at all of our other players. It's not maybe going to be the place that, Jacob Jones goes and plays. You never know. But the thing about it is that all of those coaches have connections to, the next level and are always able to spread the name if a kid plays well. And so that's, what that's about. But to answer your question, yes, we most definitely, are anticipating. I say we, Trey and his family, and I just kind of along for the ride to watch, those schools getting involved and being, a part of his recruitment process moving forward.
Coach Luce.
There's a real nice article actually. It was written yesterday about Trey and his day at Purdue yesterday. If you just Google, Trey Coleman at Purdue, it comes up. It was in the JC Online and says a little bit about his day there yesterday.
Gotcha. We'll look for that. Coach Luce, you bring up something interesting just generally about the month of June when the high school teams are active this month, that, the summer leagues are great to play some competition here in the area and get lots of different reps for guys. And, of course, workouts and practices are maybe the most important part of the month. But weekend shootouts, especially those at college campuses, you mentioned Purdue yesterday and taking your team to Xavier, Indiana State, and IU all the rest of the month, if I heard correctly, those can be not only neat experiences for a kid in your program that's a solid high school player but may never get the chance to play college basketball at the Division I level, just to be in the arena, to be on the campus, to be around what life is like for a college basketball player for a day or two. But also, when you have Trey Coleman, when you have other guys that are recruitable athletes, including younger guys that their ceiling may not be known yet, getting them on college campuses, getting them in front of those coaches in a very intimate setting where the head coach of Purdue, of Indiana State, of Xavier tomorrow when you take your team there, they're going to be working the camp with their players and other coaches. They will see every team play. That's another unique angle and advantage of the month of June. You can take your high school teams to college campuses.
Yeah, and I think you obviously were just a part of 4 years that you experienced that at the highest level firsthand. And, you know, when you have a player that is recruited and respected by, you know, college coaches throughout the country, it opens up so many experiences and so many doors for all of the players in that program. And most definitely, you know, the opportunity to go and to play at some of the places that we've played, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's still, you know, 40 minutes of basketball, and you got to play and you got to compete, and you just got to be you, you know, each and every one of them, whether you're the best player or a young kid that's just getting some experience. But it does open doors and shows some kids that maybe don't get a chance to experience that type of atmosphere, you know, what it's like to be in a big arena, to be playing against some really great competition. You know, I know tomorrow we play Newcastle and we play Center Grove, which will, you know, be two teams that have outstanding players that are there for a purpose also. And it just again opens up a lot of different things for not only Trey, our program, but everybody else involved.
Talking summer hoops with Jeff Coach Joe Luce here on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. A lot of talk about Trey Coleman, other guys that have had good summers, other guys that you're counting on for next season, that key group of returners for you guys.
Yeah, and I think, moving forward as we go, Trey definitely has gained some notoriety from, his play and in his AAU stuff has gotten him to a little bit different level with that. And, the Nebraska offer, others to come have. But, the one thing about Trey and about our team is that, they really are a unified group. And we're not a team that, has to get 20 points out of Trey Coleman to be very successful. I mean, it's a team coming up that's going to be very well balanced. Jacob Jones is an outstanding talent, has gotten better, each and every year, has had a really good June, even though he was hurt during April and May, still struggling with some injuries, but has played well. Jalen Fairman's another player that we look to have a very, very strong season. And as we continue, I think, to get into the fall, we're going to see other guys that round out our team and make us a good squad that I think will be very competitive and can compete for championships. But, the balance of our team and spreading out, I think, the wealth and playing together as a unit, both offensively and defensively, is going to be, what makes us, I think, have a special year next year if we're able to have those things happen. By no means will we be one-dimensional or have to get on the back of a certain player. I think we're going to be a group that's going to play together. Be able to play 8 to 9 guys. And again, when you have somebody that is getting recognition and respect as Trey has gotten, but is willing to do whatever it takes to win, cares about still guarding the best player on the other team, cares about his teammates, getting great looks. If he's double teamed, not afraid to pass the ball, that's what makes things click, and hopefully that's how we'll progress through the fall and into next year.
Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce talking some summer basketball. Sean Smith of Providence will join us Monday. He just officially named the head coach there. You have a busy weekend. You've got a busy week next week, and then I think things will slow down a bit once the month of June comes to a close. But it's hard to believe that we're already talking about next season, but such is life in Southern Indiana basketball, right, Coach?
Yes, and you know, looking forward to another great year of Southern Indiana basketball. It's an exciting place to coach and to be a fan, and definitely I think a very rewarding experience as a player. And so we just we're going to try to do our best to get better each and every day, and you know, see how things fall into place. But look forward to another and even better season of Jeffersonville basketball next year.
Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce. Coach, good luck. Xavier, Indiana State, IU, all forthcoming for your team. You've got some league games as well locally, so a very busy couple weeks. Safe travels to everywhere you'll be taking the Devils this summer.
All right. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Joe Luce of Jeffersonville helping us round out this Friday program. Been great to talk with area coaches, starting with Brandon Hoffman yesterday. Joe Luce today. The plan is Sean Smith of Providence on Monday, and we'll continue every day next week with a local coach as we talk summer basketball, their opportunity to see these kids and their teams in action here over the month of June, getting an early start, an early look at next season, and that will be very interesting, I think, to continue to hear from some of these guys as they get a very early look at what could be and possible lineups and that's new faces and all sorts of things for next season. Thanks for being with us this week here on the Hoosier Report. If you're new to the show, we do this every day at 11 o'clock and love talking IU basketball, IU sports. Love talking about everything going on in Southern Indiana. Another good week of things set up, but most importantly, before we even mention that next week, don't forget Silver Creek Baseball. They are pulling out of town in about 30 minutes on a quest for a state championship up at the Victory Field, the 3A state championship game on Saturday. Lee Kelly and I will be there for the full play-by-play. Tomorrow we'll be on the air a little before 5 o'clock. If you can't make it, join us on the Big X, and I'll be back with you Monday at 11 o'clock right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.